Jeremy Corbyn is the story. Debut at PMQ's gone down very well from where I'm sitting, certainly on the phones, 2-0. I mentioned that when he read out his first question submitted by a member of the public and said, this is a question from Marie. I mentioned that those of us who spend a little bit too much time possibly listening to LBC would automatically have found themselves thinking of one of our most revered and regular callers, Marie in Putney. Well, guess what? Marie is in Putney. Marie, what would you like to say?
Yes, hello, James. Yes, I did put a question to Jeremy. In fact, I put three questions to Jeremy. He emailed me and he emailed my mum. We both joined up...
I'm going to show you now the level of my LBC anorakness. That would be your mum, Brenda, in Putney.
That's correct, yeah. That's right. He asked us the questions to put to the Prime Minister. And, in fact, I wasn't a member of any political party until Jeremy announced the fact that he was going for the leadership. And it looked like he was going to win. And it was at that point that I signed up, because I said, he's a real person.
Really?
I really do believe he's a real person. And I just felt that I had to, I was just felt compelled. And I don't think my mother's so strongly... sure about Jeremy Corbyn, but she did feel that the things that the Conservatives are doing are absolutely shameful, and felt that she would also sign up, and that's what we did. And as I wow. say, we were both asked for questions. I put three questions to him, and I'm lucky enough to have one selected, which was...
It was yours, was it? Word for word? I mean, near enough word for word.
Yes.
The housing question.
The question I asked him to ask. But, I mean, to me, it seems like a very sensible question to kick off with, because all around where I live, we are surrounded by buildings going up. I mean, we are completely surrounded around where I live, completely surrounded on all corners by new, massive, yeah. new flat developments. And they're all going for £650,000 upwards. If you want a sky flat, it's £1.25 million. If you want one with an additional balcony, it's £1.5 million. Those are flats for rich people. No ordinary working person on an average wage could even begin to contemplate buying one of those, and social housing itself has been completely demolished by this stupid, I mean completely stupid policy of selling off the housing stock. It's just so stupid, and if you sell it off and you don't replace it, you're in crisis, and that's where we are. And I think Jeremy put that point over very well today. I liked the way he did it, and I thought he was quite, in a calm and collected way, quite censorious of the Prime Minister. I liked the way he looked at him over the top of his glasses. I thought that worked very well, and it was very calm. And the Prime Minister had to change his way of doing things to him, to Jeremy Corbyn's way.
Did you think so? He had to sort of marshal his forces differently, didn't he? I'm being so rude. I'm typing while you're talking because I want to tell everybody on Twitter that Marie, who submitted Jeremy Corbyn's first question, is live on LBC now. But I am listening, I promise you. So how did you think Cameron coped with it?
The Prime Minister had to change his way of doing things to Corbyn. So surely that's a massive markup for Corbyn to begin with. And the front bench of the Conservative Party did not look happy bunnies today. They looked as if they'd just been told that they were for the pot. And they really didn't look happy at all, and that's good. And I hope that continues every single week. And I think Corbyn needs to change the way he does things, mix things up each week, and really let the Conservatives not know which side it's coming from, firing on all corners, but doing it in a calm and collected way, so that Dave can't do his usual things of short sort of little sarcastic comments and quips and shouting.
But he can't pull out these big things every week unless you work overtime to keep them arriving in his inbox, Marie. I mean, things like housing and mental health, they're not... Either he needs to circle the same territory on a weekly basis, or he needs to find big, big issues that the rest of the country isn't currently considering big, or we'll see a slight return to business as usual.
I think he'll manage. I think he'll manage, and hopefully he'll pull another rabbit out of the hat, and that's the point, to keep them guessing.
Well, you're the rabbit supplier in chief. You realise that, don't you? The purveyor of fine rabbits from Putney. Yeah. What finally, Cameron's response, not in terms of style, but in terms of actual content. I think, did he go down the, well, if we're going to do anything about housing, we need to keep the economy strong route? He seemed to use that as an answer to almost every question today.
He did, although he did accept that there were problems with the mental health service, which was a first. He hardly ever accepts there's a problem with anything, really. So I thought that was also another good part for Jeremy. I thought that was good. He did accept there was a problem with that, but, you know, there's a problem with most things, if we're being honest. What made me laugh was he said about, you know, the economy and keeping wages down in order to keep jobs. But they've just all had a £10,000 raise, haven't they? All those people who look very self-satisfied sitting there. So, you know, what does that do for the economy and what effect does that have? And what do ordinary people think about that? If you don't, all I say to people out there is, if you don't care about politics, start thinking about what it actually means for you. And start listening to this and taking on board the fact that those self-satisfied people sit there every week and make these decisions about your lives.
I am... Not often I'm speechless, Marie, as you know, as a regular listener to the programme, but I was tempted just to sit back, hang up my headphones and put my feet up there and let you carry on. I've got two things to say. The first is that we will protect your details. I presume you don't want a stampede of...